Chapter 8. Now, here is another participant in the drama. Fully and deeply integrated in the everyday use of our language, even known to every child, is the word devil. But doing some research through available material, you may gain the impression that so many meanings, names, and interpretations are merging in this word that it might well be regarded as an intentional keeping up of a status of lacking clarity. Putting aside all others, having a look at Lucifer himself. What do we know about him? Seemingly, nearly everything and still nothing. He was a shining and brilliant son of Christ Michael, from an order of administrative forces working with the created planets and systems. He was successfully administrating the big planet system of Satania. And most suddenly he is being blamed to be the creator of a rebellion. It's reported that he was indicted at the courts of the super-universe of Orvantan and sentenced. We were told that he was later taken out of creation, the expression says uncreated, fulfilling his own demand. But why has he not been casted out from his sonship to see him? Wouldn't that have been just logical, having a look upon the story of Adam and Eve? Or does it perhaps better match to secret agendas of somebody unknown if Lucifer, as creator of the rebellion, has to be seen as a direct son of Siam? This would right away mean shame to Siam. Does a shape of intention start to show up from this assumption? Wouldn't a rebellion be the perfect fit in order to put some really big spokes into Siam's wheel? May it be that this brilliant and shining sun named Lucifer had discovered some really interesting things going on in the superuniverse which were not fully matching the will of the Eternal Father, and may it be that he had openly made it a public topic? May it be that he was nicked right away? And going on pondering into this direction, even more uncomfortable questions arise. But these questions seem to have a common denominator. Is there intent behind all the delays we have been facing? What seems to be for sure is that it's not the intention of Christ Michael and the Eternal Father. But whose intention might it be then? And why? What's the goal of those failing to apply full correctness in this? Okay, let's go on. It was more than just one time that CM promised that enough is enough. The results? Nothing happening again. Who is doing sabotage to the sovereign and his system? Seemingly, powerful entities seem to have their hands involved. Certainly, many beings participate to support their own profile and career. Certainly, even beings from the own rows. And maybe even a complete order of sons of CM, if this is possible? Sure. And how it is. Just read this transmission by Asa through Jess, from the year 2009. The Lyra system was being attacked by forces arguing against the concept of connection with Christ Michael. His wish to explore all aspects of choice and logical connection led to the rise of a part of his creation choosing to say he did not create them. They were free to choose the path they wished, and their decision led ultimately to galactic wars between what has come to be called the light and the dark. Those rejecting a connection with Christ Michael turned their back on the light of his continued guidance and insight, and convinced themselves they were able to create anything they needed without his assistance or approval. Believing they were totally separate, they began to take over other worlds to persuade groups of inhabitants to follow their way of thinking. This reached a climax and Lyra, as part of that solar system, was blown up. Have you ever read this piece? Doesn't this sound really alerting to you when you read it? Turmoil and rejection in full openness and awarely, so no chimera with as above so below, and vice versa. Time to say goodbye to the belief that up there, in universe everything is nice and perfect. If you like to have it as it is in paradise, you need to move on to the central universe of Havona and Paradise Island. To see the Holy Trinity just here you can find what some faking forces are telling you about this local universe and the super universes. The outer peripherals and worlds are still facing anarchy, corruption and not so nice being together. And some high-ranking forces involved in administrating these outer worlds might enjoy to see this status to be kept still, playing around with light and life, regarding themselves as identical with the Eternal Father while they have come to be untracked from the given path, cementing their needs for power backstage in mean ways, which means even brutally, cruel and recklessly. They seek to keep rulership and have lost the will of the Eternal Father from their view. It is most likely not the greatest good of all and the highest benefit which they aim at. Being interested more in matching their own goals and benefit. So, creator sons like ours, Christ Michael Aten, seem to be a problem to them. Having his Eternal Father's okay and being in alignment with him for his very special sort of creation, they cannot openly work against him. In this case, the job might be done by well-meaning consulting service and endless debates. As it is not recommendable to directly go against CM, every opportunity is being taken to harm his creation, and should it even be by not allowing to interfere. What a welcome strategy to make use of any occasion offering for torpedoing Christ Michael's nonsense plans at celestial conclaves and harming them by hidden sabotage. Professionally presenting it on the Universal channels finally leads to CM being everybody's laughingstock. Maybe a similar strategy was also applied to the case of this son of CM we have been referring to already. Lucifer might have revealed backstage affairs and intended to make a public topic out of it. So intelligent forces turn things around to make use of him against CM. If it happened like this, one could certainly call it a false flag attack of sorts. The drama developed quickly and successfully, and still today it's carefully being nurtured to remain a frightening monster to everybody. How well this fits into their concept. And this concept foresees that a genius like CM shall never succeed bringing his outer rim universe into light and life. For this reason, all this wrangling around upon this planet down here is of such a big model role, they simply cannot allow things getting forward. The idea of losing their power is not amusing to these forces in case we may succeed reaching this goal. It's high time for these beings, including their various servants, to finally lift up their eyes and look up to the Eternal Father in humility. Harm caused by them is kind of immense. And it will take incredible quantums of time and energy to redo everything so that it will match again to the greatest good of all.